This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Have you filled out your bracket?
No. I'm not a basketball watcher.
I'm not talking about basketball.
Oh.
I'm talking about the greatest southern towns bracket.
I saw this on Facebook.
Yes. Garden and Gun, which is a magazine devoted to the South, a few years ago started doing brackets. They admit piggybacking off the success of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Why not?
Right. But they don't use basketball. A couple of years ago, they used Southern food. So this year, it's greatest Southern towns. And
we have a few in our region.
Yes. Bentonville. They're broken into regions, just like the NCAA bracket in the what is called the West South. Bentonville is a first round opponent against Marfa, Texas. Hot Springs is a first round opponent against Bridge, Louisiana, and Fayetteville is a first-round opponent against Monroe, Louisiana. All in good fun. You know, it's not really talking about what's the better town. But I did think that I would talk to the editor-in-chief, David D. Benedetto, and he mentioned this is not the first bracket that Garden and Gun has put together.
And in the past, we've done food. 2 years in a row, we did Southern food, and 1 year, shrimp and grits beat barbecue, which had many people, you know, ready to jump off a bridge. Last year, we did Southern food brands, and you know, that was a great one too. And so, what we try to do is pick a topic that Southerners are passionate about. And I can tell you that we knew towns would be popular. I had no idea it would be this popular. It has been it's been an amazing buzz happening around it, and the traffic on the website is unreal. It's been pretty wild.
How did you pick the towns, and how did you pick the matchups of the towns?
To pick the towns, there was a lot of back and forth between the editors, writers. You know, send us the towns you think are the best in the South. We decided that we would cut them off at 150,000. Population. We didn't want to go too big, and we needed to cover, you know, all of the South. We wanted to be geographically diverse, and at that point, you have a whole lot of wonderful towns, and we only had 32 slots, so we had to whittle down, and that was a very hard process, trying to get everyone represented, yet you know, filling out the bracket to make sense.
Well, and I love some of the matchups because there's one, Bentonville, which of course is in our listening area and the home of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, against Marfa. And Marfa has this reputation for being this small but incredibly eclectic artistic town. So it kind of made sense that Bentonville and Marfa are a first round matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, every first round matchup is not as perfect as that one, but that one is one where it was, you know, it came up. Yes, that's going to work. Two great towns, two very passionate, towns with very passionate folks, and great stuff going on. I mean, the Crystal Bridges Museum and the happening in Bentonville has been, you know, we're hearing so much about the buzz in your area about that and sort of the revival of the art scene. It's been great. And obviously, Marfa's had its connection to the movies and its art scene as well. So those two pairing up against each other felt just right.
All right. What I think is brilliant about this is people will try to tell you they don't care. This is meaningless. It's only how many times does someone go to a website and vote until their town is involved. Then suddenly it gets serious.
It has gotten serious real quick. You know, we've certainly there was a newspaper piece that ran in a Chattanooga paper about why they, you know, they were upset that they weren't included, and they weren't included because they just hit they were over 150,000 in population, and you know, Chattanooga is a great town, but yes, the passion is running very deep and hot.
Well, one Facebook post that caught my attention said, no offense to Monroe, Louisiana. No, it said, Fayetteville may not be a number one seed, but no offense to people in Monroe, but it's definitely a 16 seed. Come on, people.
Well, you know, that was the other thing, right? You just like the tournament, and some of the matchups are like that. You have a heavyweight versus a lower seed, and not to say that there can't be a Cinderella. I mean, there certainly can be, just like the real NCAA tournament or bracket. And Monroe, you know, this is garden and gun. Part of our, you know, part of our DNA is sporting and the outdoor lifestyle.
Right.
And Monroe has some unbelievable, great sporting opportunities, and you know, it has some positives there too. So it, you know, again, an interesting pair up. But you guys might be favored.
Well, as you and I speak, Bentonville is leading Marfa, because once you vote at gardenandgun.com, you can see the current tally. And Bentonville is leading Marfa. Hot Springs has the edge over Bow Bridge, Louisiana. But in what could be an upset, Monroe, Louisiana, is leading Fayetteville.
Yeah, you know, I checked right before we got on the line together, and I was a little surprised by that, too. So there is time. There is still plenty of time for people to vote. And, you know, it's interesting to see how it'll turn out.
Now, what happens to the champion?
You know, the champion will be crowned, you know, the greatest southern town, and or at least the winner of our greatest southern towns bracket. And, you know, there's a good chance that we'll cover it maybe in my Ed letter in an upcoming issue, because, you know, the response to this has been so great. I don't want it to end here, and it would be fun to talk about it in the print edition itself. But, you know, this isn't about the best southern town. I mean, it is in terms of what's going to win, but it's about the fact that we have such great southern towns. You know, we have wonderful towns in the South, and we have people that are so very passionate about those towns. And, you know, you could do this in the Northeast, but I don't think you would have the kind of passion that you have for this.
Well, what I find very interesting is I've been to Athens, and I love Athens. I've been to Key West, and I like Key West a lot. But there's some of these towns I have never been to: Franklin, Tennessee, or Fairhope,
right,
Alabama. So
right,
something's got to be good about them if you've put them down here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be honest, I certainly haven't been to all these towns. You know, we tried to weigh what we knew from reporting and learn from folks who had been there and get the best list. But hearing folks talk about these towns that I haven't been to certainly makes me want to go. I'll be honest, I've never been to Fayetteville, but I know now that you guys, you know, great barbecue, great college. I mean, you have an SEC football team, great Southern history. I mean, it sounds to me like a wonderful southern town.
David D. Benedetto is the editor-in-chief of Garden and Gun Magazine. Voting for the first round will be conducted through the end of Monday. You can vote at gardenandgun.com.